Live from the Heartland Mamas studios, this is the Heartland Mamas podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Henry. You can find the Heartland Mamas on all podcast platforms, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, proudly part of the Demcast USA network. As of today, we have 229 days left to save the USA. 229 days until we decide if we're fascists or if we hang on to the country we all love. Those are our choices. There has never been a time more clear in our lifetime, in the lifetime of our country, on what we were supposed to do 229 days from now. Now, look, I know the press is full of stories of Trump not being able to make his bond, okay? That he can't pay the fines and fees he owes to the state of New York, right? We all know that. We've heard it forever. Do you know how much I care about that? Zero. Absolutely zero. You know what I care about? I care about burying MAGA and Trump at the ballot box on November 5th, 2024. I care about that. I care about beating him so badly that he and MAGA go away forever. That's our goal. It's not to bankrupt him. It's not to put him in jail. It's not to see the perp walk or the orange jumpsuit. Our goal, our only goal, should be to make sure that we bury him at the ballot box. And let's do that. Let's do that. We can. We should. We will. Now, look. The guy's heinous. Billionaires, especially fake billionaires, don't have liquid capital, right? Most of us, like 98% of us, we value our liquid capital by what's in our bank account, right? And a few assets that we can part with right away to raise cash. He's not like that. Rich people aren't like that. They don't really have like liquid money. Like, it's not a bank balance number for them. It is all the shit that they own, all the stuff. The stuff that they own is what makes them billionaires. That's why they don't have to pay taxes, because it's in the stuff, not in their bank balance. And we've learned that Trump doesn't have enough in his bank accounts, all of them put together, to pay this bond payment. He doesn't have it. And he says he's going to have a fire sale on his hard assets, which would be his Trump Tower and Mar-a-Lago and all of that stuff. Honest to God, I don't care. I just don't care. I just want to beat him at the polls. I want to beat him so badly in the November 5th election that he can never get up again. He will scream till the cows come home that it was rigged. Because, you know, he said that in 2016 with the Clinton election. He said that in 2020 with the Biden election. And he's saying it now. He's painting it now. Even though he's been proven time and time again that he is a big, fat, diaper-wearing liar. We all know it. We all have seen it. We know who he is. We see you. And you're pretty much broke. And, I don't even care about that. I don't need to see him in handcuffs. I don't need to see him in a jail cell. I don't need to see him bald. I just need to see him out of politics. I need that pariah to be excised from the body of this country. And that's what we should be focused on. How can we make that happen? How many doors do you have to knock? Right? Especially in the swing states. How many phone calls do you have to make? How many texts do you have to send? How much money do you have to donate? I mean, all of that is going to count, right? Orange jumpsuits don't count in this. It may fire up his base. Yeah, him going broke is probably going to fire up his base. I mean, the pillow guy has no more money. You know, my opponent is buddied up to him. Mark Lindell has no money. So I would stop even like putting your arms around him. I know, as a Christian, you got to be nice to everybody. I'm a Christian too. I would be nice to Mike Lindell. I'd try to get him some mental health care, because I think he really, really, really seriously needs it. I feel very sorry for the man. But even Trump's own children won't lend him the money. And the daughter has it. She's got money. Remember, Jared got billions from the Saudis right around the time of the 2020 election. Remember that? Remember that? But you know what he's not doing? He's not giving it to his father-in-law. He knows he's a bad risk. He's going to lose that case. He's already lost it, right? And there's so many more. I just hope that Eugene gets her money first, right? If you or I lied to our state, I live in Illinois. If I lied to the state of Illinois and overinflated my assets, my asset would be in jail right now. I wouldn't have gotten this far. Number one, the legal fees, and I bet his lawyers got their money up front this time. If they're smart, they got it up front. But I wouldn't have the money to fight it, right? Not very many of us would. But the wealthy have a different standard of justice than we do. If we had 91, now 88 indictments, we couldn't afford the bond. And remember, Donald Trump is out on bond right now. We couldn't afford that. So they get a different level of justice than we do. Bernie Madoff is like a one-off, right? We know that. Please don't make that your focus for the next 229 days. Let this happen. Let that happen after the election. Let us focus on winning the election, not just for Joe Biden. And your choices are Biden or fascism. So just let's stop that. And all other Democratic candidates. Figure out how we can help them. Then we can worry about jumpsuits and baldness and brokenness and that sort of thing. Please stay focused. So from the edge of the Great Red Divide, right to your ears, this is Heidi Henry. This has been the Heartland Mamas Podcast. I hope you're having a great day.